November 26th, 2018, 8:30 a.m. The lending alternatives hopeful investors should know inside and out. People buy real estate for many reasons: generating cash flow, a tax write-off, appreciation value. Some of the greatest profits are made when buying real estate in a down market. Seasoned investors and fortunate newcomers who purchased coastal residential property from 2012 to 2017 are sitting on healthy equity appreciation as well as competitive interest rates in the 3.5 to 5% range. The traditional path to buy a property is to obtain financing through banks, credit unions, or a mortgage company. Following the 2008 housing crisis, traditional lenders implemented more strict guidelines. Stellar credit scores from 740 and above, stable employment, a low debt-to-income ratio, 6 months or more of liquid reserves. For hopeful investors unable to meet these demands, alternatives are to pay all cash or to finance the purchase using hard money financing or a private lender. By utilizing one of these two methods, buyers also do not have to be concerned with the mounds of paperwork lenders requested. There are some advantages and disadvantages by using either type of alternative financing. I have been asked so often about alternative lending for commercial real estate clients that I realized I needed to be able to point folks toward a source for this. I have seen some bad situations arise for borrowers who didn't know enough about the hard money lender they were getting involved with, so our firm took the time to develop our trusted network of hard money lenders. With interest rates trending upward, this area will only see more traction. The consumer should beware of all aspects of this lending. Hard money lenders are professional lenders who seek out borrowers. They typically place more importance on the collateral or equity in the property than your credit. Over the years, it has transformed into a more common option. But unlike traditional lenders, hard money loans may have high risk characteristics, such as low credit scores and marginal credit. And with a higher risk loan comes higher interest rates. The term hard money doesn't mean it is hard to get financing. The financing part is pretty easy if you have 30 to 50% equity or down payment. The term simply describes the asset, real estate, which is considered a hard asset. Some experienced investors joke that the term implies they charge such high interest that it is hard for someone to pay back. Private lenders, in most cases, are private individuals who periodically have money to lend, be they family, friends, professional acquaintances, or accredited investors. Advantages of hard money and private money. These type of lenders can often turn around a loan application in 7 to 10 days, opposed to the typical 30 to 45 days of a traditional bank. There is a lot less red tape. The underwriter is not reviewing conditions to satisfy the investor, since the lender is the investor. Many hard money loans are based on the property's after repair value, ARV, in contrast to the current property value used by a conventional lender. Rates. Many savvy investors choose hard money financing to rehab and flip a property. A high interest rate for a short period is often a minor expense compared to the return the investor stands to make. Types of lenders to avoid. Once TILA RESPA integrated disclosure rules took effect back in October 2015, hard money lenders modified the way they lend by reviewing income documentation of the borrower's ability to repay the loan. Prior to that, a large percentage of hard money lenders primarily focused on the equity in the borrower's home. Once a borrower signed their loan documents and ended up not being able to make the payments, the borrower was likely to lose their home through foreclosure. Loans granted without such due diligence may be classified as predatory. Further examples of predatory practices involve bait-and-switch schemes, where the lender promises the borrower a fixed-rate loan or specific interest rate, but without any explanation, switches them to a completely different loan. In some cases, borrowers really aren't aware of the difference until, months later after closing, they see their next payment due is significantly higher. Upon further examination, they discover it is due to an interest rate adjustment that was never discovered. Don't be a victim to predatory lending. While it's true you may be getting money a lot quicker than with a traditional loan, Look for a hard money lender who is transparent. The documents at closing should always be consistent with what you were told throughout the loan process. Changes in hard money lending. It seems every year or two since the housing crisis, the mortgage industry goes through a change. This is due collectively to advances in technology, an expanding customer base, and other external elements. The peer-to-peer lending sector emerged when LendingClub became a publicly traded company in 2014. Its objective was to sidestep the traditional lender with a lending marketplace that connects borrowers and lenders through an online platform. Another key change over the last decade has been the observable uptick in private money lending, perhaps originating from the popularity of home flipping reality TV shows. These many programs all but promise the common person a path to potentially lucrative income and a new career, either actively or passively. In a more traditional investment, you could expect a return on investment in the range of 1 to 5%. With a hard or private money loan or note, investors can see up to a 7 to 20% return. Small private capital investors are no longer the only source for an investor to obtain hard money lending. If you're interested in borrowing from a hard money or private money lender for your next real estate investment, now you have a pretty good idea of what to expect.
September 18th, 2019, 8:15 a.m. 10 systems property managers can use to improve their record keeping. Property management relies heavily on the proper maintenance of records. Because of this, property managers need to be experts at administrative tasks. By creating a workflow that enables them to keep records meticulously, they build a valuable resource that they can use when they need to find or reference important information. However, the more properties a manager has to deal with, the more convoluted the records can become. And while limiting complexity would be ideal, the only way a professional property manager can truly streamline the process is by embracing practices that can help them simplify how data is recorded, as well as referenced later on. To find out what kinds of approaches work, members of Forbes Real Estate Council share their insights into some of the best systems that property managers can use to create order out of chaos. Here is what they advise. The following excerpt is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For additional responses from members of the Forbes Real Estate Council, check out the full article on Forbes.com. Get an expandable software package. In the event of a sale, your seller will need to produce records for the property. If these records are a hodgepodge of who knows what, you stand a chance of losing the deal. Buyers are very sensitive to a lot. Give them comfort by having organized and understandable reports. If you can incorporate photos of repairs performed and closed in, this will be helpful. The software will help a great deal.
May 15th, 2018, 9 o'clock a.m. Why you should consider triple net investment properties for your portfolio. Imagine what it would look like to have a multi-billion dollar company send you a check every month for the next 25 years. Is the idea of having companies like Walgreens, McDonald's, or Bank of America sending you monthly rent checks enticing? It should be. The peace of mind this could give you is likely far superior to that offered by a local or regional commercial business tenant. With a publicly traded tenant, you could look at its stock ticker to track what condition it's in. After selling a hands-on property like a multifamily residence, many investors look to take advantage of the 1031 exchange and seek a replacement property. A variety of net lease investment options come into play here. Per the CCIM Institute, they include bond lease. The tenant is fully responsible for operating expenses, maintenance, repairs, and replacements for the entire building and site without limitation. NNN lease. These leases follow the bond lease definition, except that capital expenditures are limited, usually in the final months of the lease. The lessee is liable for all of the property's expenses, both fixed and operating. NN lease. This lease follows the NNN, except the landlord is responsible for structural components, such as the roof, bearing walls, and foundation. Modified net, or modified gross lease.
The tenant pays its own utilities, interior maintenance and repairs, and insurance. The landlord pays everything else, including real estate property taxes. Net leased properties with credible tenants have long been favorites of insurance companies, real estate investment trusts, REITs, and high net worth investors. They acquire them because they have long-term leases with little or no management dependability. The occupants are public companies that are often worth billions and have brilliant credit ratings. You are probably beginning to see the benefits of holding properties like these. When you start looking closer, the deal gets even sweeter. It's simple, quiet, and calm. You can sleep at night without being concerned about cash flow. With no day-to-day management, a multi-billion dollar company is an occupant that tends to all its own maintenance, property taxes, and insurance. The property is an imperative part of business operations, and leaseholders are very concerned about exteriors. They want a prime location among demographics that predict high traffic and sales. These tenants pay their rent like clockwork every month, and the steady cash flow permits you, the owner, to build equity constantly over the lease term. The worth of the main real estate and the excellent credit of the tenant should enable you to get very positive financing terms. Predictably leveraged, with a self-amortizing loan, the assets will be paid off at the end of the original lease term. If the tenant leaves, you still have a valuable property that could be debt-free. When you own these properties, it is important to monitor your lease agings. If you do need to sell, the longer term you have left, the better. If the occupants stay beyond the preliminary term after the asset is paid off, which many do, your investment profits may be increased significantly. If you don't want the trouble of management and continual ongoing expenses presenting themselves, read on. It is essential to invest in a location that is likely to spawn extensive sales for a commercial tenant. If the leaseholder is able to make a huge amount of money in a great location, it is doubtful they will leave following the initial lease term. When buying a net leased property, you should cautiously consider the location you want to procure. It is helpful to use demographic studies and mapping software to compare and contrast the attributes of various businesses to decide on the best one to venture into. Fantastic locations with the best occupants are always in demand and will sell at a premium. It is generally worth it to pay extra to get a premium location. This will enable you to sell the property faster if you decide to sell prior to the end of the lease. Net leased properties with credit tenants have increased in popularity with investors because many investors are receiving very little returns on convertible or liquid assets. Net leased properties with credit tenants can be a harmless, reliable investment if you choose them wisely. If you are interested in a triple net investment property, contact a firm that is versed in the sales and acquisition of such properties. If you have an appetite for more risk, look into value-added properties. While there is little risk in triple net properties, the main thing to consider is the tenant's strength. Publicly traded companies offer transparency as to condition through readily available resources. Inflation should also be considered, since most long-term leases have flat rental rates until the exercise of the option period. I invite you to begin your search for triple net properties. Call a few brokers and see what they have in their inventories. Once you've digested the information, take a plunge toward a peaceful and long-term investment. September 20th, 2019, 1:15 p.m. 10 strategies for reaching out to previous real estate clients. If you work in real estate, you'll come across countless properties while helping your clients buy and sell their homes or buildings. And in the process, you may discover a newly listed site that would be perfect for a previous client. Sharing the news with that person is a great way to grow your business and referrals, as long as it's done in a way that is respectful and of value to the customer. So what should people keep in mind before getting in touch? To find out, we asked the members of Forbes Real Estate Council to discuss their preferred methods for reaching out to former clients about potential properties and why they work. Here's what they said. The following excerpt is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For additional responses from members of the Forbes Real Estate Council, check out the full article on Forbes.com. Call them. You are busy. We all are. You feel that you are bothering the client out of the blue with a property for sale. You are not. Call them and share this information on your new deal. They will thank you if not interested. They will thank you if they are interested. You see, the fact you considered them could be just the diversion they need that day. Most likely, they will fill you in on their situation. October 1st, 2019, 8:15 a.m. 12 ways to make the most of your time during your agency's slower periods. As a real estate agent, you've likely experienced the hustle and bustle of peak season, where there is no shortage of properties to sell and clients to meet with. But if you're in off-peak season or business has slowed, you may feel unsure of how to make the best of your time. The members of Forbes Real Estate Council have learned how to take advantage of downtime to help set themselves up for success later on. Below are their top tips for real estate agencies looking to make the most of their time during slow periods. Here is what they advise. The following excerpt is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For additional responses from members of the Forbes Real Estate Council, check out the full article on Forbes.com. Prospect, cold call, and take a break. When things slow down, you ramp up your prospecting and social media. Call clients just to touch base. Call some folks you don't know also. Spend some time catching up on and expanding your social media. Try creating a podcast and video channel. Read, read, read. Lastly, take a break. You deserve it.
Thank you ever so much for listening to another one of our podcasts. We really appreciate your listenership. Thank you very much.